This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you so much for listening. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group. They are your full-service law firm in Tampa Bay. As an example, if you have a need for legal help in the area of divorce, Brandon Legal Group can do that. If you have a need for other types of family law, Brandon Legal Group can do that. Full service means full service. And once again, they service the greater Tampa Bay area. Longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. They sponsored the tournament hats that were custom made for the most recent sold out Todd Wright Tour XXXI, our 31st golf tournament, which was just a little over a week ago at the club at Eagle Brook in Lakeland. Thanks to everyone who helped make that a success, especially Brandon Legal Group, who sent some new people to play in the tournament as they buy the first foursome in every Todd Wright Tour golf tournament. Obtaining a free consultation with Brandon Legal Group is rather simple. You can go onto their website, click the box that says request a free consultation. The website is brandonlegalgroup.com. If you prefer to call, they're happy to set it up that way as well. 844-4BLG4ME, 844-4BLG4ME to request a free consultation via phone, Brandon Legal Group. Speaking of my golf tournaments, I now, and I've done this for a couple of years, it's just smart for me to not do full field tournaments here in the Central Florida area during the hot, humid, rainy season. It helps us avoid the potential for rain delay. And unfortunately, even if we get a good draw on the weather a particular day, accumulated rainfall in the days leading up to the event can make a golf course, many golf courses, less than enjoyable to play. Cart restrictions, muddy golf balls, it's just not a fun atmosphere. So my next full field golf tournament will not be until the fall when this ends. And if you'd like information on future Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, we had some more new players join us a little over a week ago at Todd Wright Tour 31. I always love talking about my golf events. Gerald Reimer, thank you for coming out. Wayne Brockman of FiberTex, thank you for coming out. Among some of the new players that we had at Todd Wright Tour 31, you can finally Hattrix, which has been a longtime supporter of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. Hattrix bought a foursome. Ironically, David, who I deal with at Hattrix, had to back out of playing because it was a lightning game day. So David, I still want you to play in one of these events. He sent a team, said they had a great time. I enjoyed meeting them. Everything continues to go really well at my golf tournaments. If you'd like to get involved, they are open to the public, but they sell out very fast. We appeal to all ages, male, female, and all skill levels as well. And please do not assume that my tournaments are like fundraisers masquerading as golf tournaments. This is why the Todd Wright Tour was created by me. I played in many of those fundraisers, and I saw a lot of things that I thought I could do better. And 31 tournaments later, the results say I'm being successful at it. So, ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com, ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. If you'd like to ask questions about my future golf tournaments, there will be two more in the last 3 months of 2021 before we flip the calendar and start talking about Good versus Evil Chapter 6, which is our kickoff event on Super Bowl Saturday weekend that we've done for the last 5 years. So there's the comment on my golf tournament. Social media, pick me up on social media. Instagram and Twitter are the same, at ToddWright2121. One of my golfers just asked the other day why I chose the number 21. pretty simple. I had used the year for about 3 years on one or both of those accounts. So I would roll over from Todd Wright 2018 to Todd Wright 2019 to Todd Wright 2020. And I was just like, I don't want to keep doing this. So instead of rolling over to 2021, let's roll it over to 21-21. Good numbers at the blackjack table. And then I don't have to change it. So it's Todd Wright 21-21 in perpetuity. That's the significance of the number. And on Facebook, I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa. It is a personal page that I use to promote podcast, television, radio appearances, golf tournaments, prizes at my golf tournaments, things with my fantasy football podcast, which returns in about a month for season 6, and how to get involved in a podcast draft league. One of our players last year took home a $1,000 check from Bill Curry Ford. Bill Curry is already on board again for 2021. Payway is involved in 2021 as a regional manager of Payway in the Central and Southwest Florida area, who's been a longtime listener of mine. He's going to play in one of the leagues, and in the league he plays in, he's going to cater the draft. So I'm getting Payway involved. You can email me about fantasy football stuff at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. I anticipate my leagues will fill up quickly, but you can get the jump on that as well. The podcast starts in July. We won't do any drafting until August and early September. Before that September 9th game, obviously, between the Cowboys and the Buccaneers kicks off what is now an 18-week regular season, so I will be adjusting, and I hope Yahoo will make the proper adjustments as well, where what I used to do and what I think what most people did, 13-week regular season, 3-week playoffs, get it done before week 17. Now week 17 can be used. So I want to go a 14-week regular season with a 3-week playoff and then get done before week 18. I think the danger there is, and I have schedule, are there buys in week 14? Because then, well, that would be better than a buy in week 15 for the first week of the playoffs, but I have to look at that. I think that's been brought up, how there are buys in week 14. So I don't see the issue with that. It's the last week of the regular season. You've been dealing with buys all along. But if there's a buy in week 15, then you don't have a guy for the playoffs. I haven't looked that far ahead, but that's what I want to do as we take advantage of more football in 2021. So early in the pandemic, I made you guys a promise, and it was more of a reassurance for those of you that listen to me and have known me for a long time. The things I've talked about on local radio, on national radio, on satellite radio, and now on my podcasts, I have always stuck to sports, entertainment, pop culture, and daily life. And those four categories have served me extremely well. I was taught very early on to avoid religion and politics in what I was doing and how it would cost me more audience than I would gain. And I have stood by that. While clearly that doesn't appear to be as steadfast of a rule, it reminds me, one of my favorite movies is Pirates of the Caribbean, the whole series, but especially the first one, Curse of the Black Pearl. We felt they were more guidelines. They've become less even guidelines for some of my colleagues or for those in the industry, particularly the sports industry. And I sort of assured you guys around a year ago at this time, I know why you listen to me. And I appreciate it. Even for those of you that don't like some of the stuff I say, like the entire country of Canada, about the last Todd Wright Toddcast with what I said about Canadian hockey teams. That's fine. It's a sports issue. That's it. That's, to me, entertainment. That is fair game. Same when I say sports, entertainment, pop culture, and daily life, a lot of sports has become pop culture. A lot of entertainment has become pop culture. A lot of daily life has become pop culture. But where it sort of goes into social issues, political issues, polarizing issues that aren't sports arguments or entertaining arguments, I'm going to continue to stay away from them. If you want that stuff, you can find it various other places. I want to keep giving you what I've been giving you all along. So this one is about entertainment. And it's a little touch of pop culture based on how hot this particular aspect of entertainment is right now, which is interesting because of what's been going on. So instead of talking sports today, I'm going to talk entertainment and pop culture. I have been watching a television show on NBC for 3 years. I've not missed an episode. I've either watched every episode live or on demand or streamed it later or I still have a DVR. And I didn't go out of my way to recommend it to other people because I was like, well, I like this show. It doesn't mean other people are going to like this show. And as long as I was entertained by it, who cares? It's there for me. People have their own likes and dislikes when it comes to television shows. And it didn't have big names in it. It was a little out there with some of the things going on in it. But it kept me watching. Now, at the end of season one, I said, there's no way NBC's going to renew this for season two. And they did. And season two kept me watching. And then at the end of season two, I said, there's no way they're going to renew it for season three. We're going through COVID. And they did. And season three just ended. And literally the first business day of the next week after the two-hour finale, where they basically aired two episodes back-to-back, NBC said they canceled the show. Now, before they announced they canceled the show, it suddenly popped up on Netflix. It's been in the top five or number one on Netflix ever since. At the time that I'm recording this podcast at 1 o'clock Eastern Time on Wednesday. The show is called Manifest. Many of you have probably never watched it. Some of you may have heard about it 3 years ago, and here's why. I only watched it because NBC promoted the hell out of it on Sunday Night Football a few years back, leading up to the premiere of the show. Even Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth reading the promo live on the football telecast were interested in the show. They expressed that. Whether they watched it or not, probably not. But even they said, okay, that sounds interesting. I might have to check that out. So this is where you may have heard of it from, over 3 years ago now. We're going back to the fall of 2018 when this show was promoted and I believe it premiered. You've got nearly 200 people who are on a flight from Jamaica to New York. And the plane disappears. 5.5 years later, the plane lands and nothing happened to the plane. Nothing happened to the passengers. The passengers also did not age a day. And that's how the show begins. It's gone in so many different directions since then, and let me get this out there right now. Many of you are thinking, it sounds like Lost. It involves a plane. Where did it go? You have all these people who were on the plane. Their lives are changed. No. It's not like Lost. They're not on a mystery island. They're in New York. Also, the difference is, and I watched Lost, and I don't know why I stayed with it as long as I did, because it was clear the showrunners and creators didn't really know where to take it after a while. They did some clever things, but as the seasons progressed, the show made less sense. And the finale pissed a lot of people off, as finales tend to do, series finales, to the fan bases of these respective shows. More often than not, they disappoint the fan base. Lost's finale really did. So the creator of Manifest, to anyone who compares his show to Lost, says, no. I know how it ends. I've already written the whole thing. Unlike Lost, that was kind of making it up as they went along. So there are some executives at NBC that know exactly what happens. That's probably why they gave it a season two, and probably why they gave it a season three. I thank NBC for doing that, and I know that the ratings have continued to go down. They have steadily gone down since the show premiered. So I get it from a business standpoint, and NBC, just based on, I don't watch a lot of NBC. I watch Sunday Night Football. I watch when Fallon has on a really good guest I like, and he does a fun game with that guest, which he hasn't been doing a lot of because of COVID. And I watch PGA Tour Golf on NBC, and I watch the NHL on NBC. That's about it. NBC hasn't offered me much entertainment other than that for the better part of the last 10 to 15 years. But I watched every episode of Manifest for three seasons. So this clearly is a story that many of us who have watched the show, we want to know how this ends. And we want to enjoy the ride getting there. So I'm one of those who wants this show saved. And it feels like Netflix is testing its audience to see if they want more of this show. And at least through a few days, they have more than a few curious streamers who are watching this show and binging it. I'd like to see what happens. Now, the creator says he has all six seasons written out. I hope he's not too arrogant, where if Netflix comes to him and says, we'll give you one more season and then maybe a second, but that's it, that he can figure out a way to do all the things he needs to do. Also on NBC, he got 16 episodes, then 13, then 13. Correct me if I'm wrong. Most Netflix are what? 10? Sometimes 6? 8? I'm not naive to think someone with Netflix or Amazon Prime or listen to my Toddcast. But I know people are listening and they're looking for things to watch. And they probably have Netflix or Hulu or Peacock. The show is there. It's summertime. Give the show a try. Apparently a number of people are, ironically, after the show has been canceled by its original home for 3 years. And the show is generating a lot of buzz. All you got to do on social media is go to hashtag Save Manifest, and you'll see the buzz. Nothing may come of this, but I'm certainly hopeful that there will be a fourth season, and maybe enough time for the creator to end the story of this show. I'm not giving you anything else. I just gave you the premise of it. I'd like to see the show continue. And I'm not alone. So that's the subject of this podcast. If you'd like to try a new program, sorry, if you'd like to try a new show, and you see it on Netflix and say, what is this? Why is this number one? Where did this come from? If you watch it, you might actually help the fans of the show for 3 years, because Netflix might be inclined, or someone else, to say to the creator, Jeff Rake, hey, let's talk. What do you need? How can we work together? Whether it's three more seasons, which I know is a big commitment in modern television and streaming, or just, hey, we'll give this a shot. You know, Netflix picked up Designated Survivor, gave it a third season, and then said, that's it. And even Kiefer Sutherland said, hey, at least they gave us a third season, and that was the end. And honestly, that show was kind of out of the original premise. The original premise was the Designated Survivor becomes the president and has to rebuild the government and the country after an attack. The original premise of Manifest is still there every episode, trying to figure out what happened to this plane and all the things that keep happening as a result of these passengers surviving. Save Manifest. Try Manifest. Watch Manifest. Yeah. I just wanted to do my part. I'd like to see a season four somewhere. And perhaps you'll enjoy watching seasons 1, 2, and 3. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group. Longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments, visit brandonlegalgroup.com for a free consultation. Thank you for listening to the Todd Wright Toddcast. We'll talk to you next time.